1 Kings chapter 14, verses 25 to 28, and 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verses 9 to 11. The passages are very similar, if not identical, and I will stick with the 2 Chronicles passage, chapter 12, verses 9 to 11. Gold to brass. What am I talking about? Well, we read in verse 9 of 2 Chronicles 12 that Shishak, king of Egypt, had attacked Jerusalem, and he had pillaged the temple. He carried off the treasures of the temple of the Lord, and also the treasures of the royal palace. He took everything. And one thing is singled out, including the gold shields that Solomon had made. Solomon's shields of gold. And that's a reference back to the glory days of the kingdom. Solomon's reign. Gold. The splendor of that reign, that kingdom. So that's the position. The temple and the palace stripped of all its possessions and wealth, and particularly the gold shields. These are very important from the temple. In verse 10, so King Rehoboam responded. Now, how did he respond? Well, let's see what he did, first of all. Then we'll see what he did not do. What did he do? He made bronze shields. He replaced the gold with brass. You see, he had to keep up appearances. He had to make a show. But of course, you mustn't look too closely because it's brass and not gold. But it'll do, won't it? And if you don't look too close, the brass might look a bit like gold. So he replaced these gold shields, which have now been taken away, melted down, no doubt, and assigned these brass shields which he made to the commanders of the guard on duty at the entrance to the royal palace. But they didn't stay there. They only came out on show occasions. They came out whenever the king went to the Lord's temple, and the guards went with him, bearing the shields. And afterwards they went back to the guard room. They couldn't afford to lose these. It was brass on special occasions. What a lesson is here. You see what Rehoboam is thinking of. It must look all right. It doesn't matter it's all gone to pieces. That does matter, but, you know, we won't think about that, but let's cover up. That's the main thing. It's a sham. It's a lack of reality. It's trying to cover up the shame. It's a cover-up. That's what it is. It's a falling away from Solomon's kingdom. But to avoid embarrassment, we'll go through the motions. We'll set up a pretense. We'll hide the reality of everything. But even the brass can't stay out. It has to be put away. It's all tawdry. It's all cheap. It's like costume jewelry. It's just paste. Jeremiah takes up this theme. Lamentations chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. He speaks about the days when he's prophesying and in the days leading up to the captivity and during the captivity, how the gold has lost its luster, how the gold has dimmed. There is no shine to it anymore. That's his picture. He goes on, how the gems are scattered in the street. He goes on, how the sons of Zion have become pots of clay. It's all fallen from Solomon's day. Now, I said that's what Rehoboam did. He covered up. He made pretense. He went through the sham. He had the motions right. He kept up appearances. But what did he not do? He did not face facts. What do you mean? He did not face the reality. You see, the reality is that Judah has sinned and the Lord has visited them in judgment. It's not Egypt. Look at chapter 12, verse 5 of 2 Chronicles. This is what it says. This is what the Lord says. You have abandoned me. This is the prophet speaking in the name of God, the prophet Shemaiah. You have abandoned me. Therefore, I now abandon you to Shishak. And Shishak has taken away the gold, because you have abandoned me. That's what God is saying. And Rehoboam and Judah will not face reality. They will not face reality. They will not repent. They will not reform. They will not return to gold. They are thinking about the gold. Sorry, they will not return to God, I should have said. They remember and think about the gold. They should be thinking about God. They're more concerned with the gold than they are with God. My friend, that's a history talk. What about me? What about you? What about the churches now? What about us today? Are we concerned with appearances? Will we put up with brass instead of gold? Is it tawdry? Is it cheap? Is it show? Is it costume jewelry? Will we face reality? Will we repent? Will we reform? Will we return to Scripture and to God? Are we concerned with the gold and not with God? Let these things come home to us, my friend. I've said to you before, I've come from the United Kingdom, where I'm living at the moment, Bedford. I remember John Bunyan, John Berridge. I come from Kingswood in Bristol. I remember George Whitfield. This is the land of the Puritans. They didn't get everything right, but the gold has got dim in this land. Oh, there's plenty going on. There's plenty of brass about the place. But we want more gold, more reality. We need a reviving, a repenting, a reforming, a returning to God. Let Rehoboam speak to us. Let Rehoboam challenge us here. It's not enough to go through the motions and have the appearance. It's the reality we want. Unbeliever, don't you realize this? Too many churches are happy if you just conform to Christendom and to religion. No, my friend, you must be converted to Jesus Christ. It must be inward, not just outward. Don't be a lookalike Christian. Be a real Christian. Pause, my soul, and ask the question. Art thou made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Have you union with Christ, the living head? That's Gadsby's, William Gadsby's hymn. What a challenge. Are you made a real Christian, not a lookalike one? Are you content with brass? It's gold we want. It's spiritual life. It's conversion. It's turning to Christ. It's obedience to Christ. Rehoboam challenges us. He was happy with brass. No, my friend, let's have gold, the reality. Let's get back to the days of glory. May the Lord come upon us in his power and by his Spirit, and give us repentance and reformation and a returning to him. And may the glory be his. May the blessing come out to our people. And may the honor be his name. To his name, may the blessing be to us. Oh, may we learn from Rehoboam. Oh, God, make us come to reality. Deliver us from brass. Give us gold, we pray. For Christ's sake. Amen.